As the poet Robert, who was that? Robert Burns, I think it was, who said in the poem, I think it was called To a Mouse, the line was, even the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. So let me put some rumors to rest and some things that are gone. Let me just bring you up to date. It was back in June when I announced after 30 years that I was going to retire in January of this coming year, in January of 2018. And to make a very long story short, management came back from iHeartMedia and said, is there any way that we can keep you for at least another year? And I said, I just said, yeah, give me a 4-day work week. And they said, okay.
And that's like
his,
that?
Yeah, that's his, that's, and, you know, there's some, there were some other things to, work out and some negotiations to, work out.
Good for you.
And I said, okay, I'll give it another year. I had fully intended because of, you know, just because of my advancing age and plans, to journey off into the sunset in January and, you know, they made an offer, and I said, okay, I can deal with this. So I will be starting in January. The Phillips Well will be on the air Monday through Thursday. On Friday, Dirty Jim for the Monsters will be on the air between the hours of 3 and 7. What is planned between the hours of 3 and 7 is not for me to say, because I don't own the hours of 3 to 7. I kind of rent the hours between 3 and 7. So my hours are 3 to 7, Monday through Thursday. What Dirty Jim from the Monsters has planned for Friday, Dirty Jim will explain at the appropriate time. So that's essentially, you know, it's just like Al Pacino playing Michael Corleone in The Godfather Part 3, the worst of the Godfather movies, one of the worst movies ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the worst sequels.
Every time he tries to get away, they drag him back in, so... We'll see.
Good for everybody.
So we'll see what happens. And so we'll just take it for another year. There's plenty of other things that, still get under my skin and still make me, you know, somebody's got to pay attention to it, certainly in this town, because nobody else will, except for maybe Scott Maxwell.
Mm.
Certainly nobody on the air. So, you know, the news junkie does and the monsters. I'm not saying that, but, you know, as well as I do, if you've been listening to this program for the past three decades, you know, I take a certain tact or I have a certain observation or certain feelings about things happening in our community and our world. So I'll be around 4 days out of the work week starting in January of 2018.